There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes. Well, you know how I know we're on tour again?
Because you're exhausted?
I have no voice, and I am just shooting liquid shit out of me.
Yeah,
that's how I know. It feels like it.
We had such a great time in Grundy County.
So good.
Thanks to everyone who came out. We had so,
so
much fun.
Good.
And we also, it was just great to see y'all.
I want to give a shout out to not the worst bar I've ever been in, but it's up in there. I want to give a shout out to Just One More.
Whoa.
In Manchester, Tennessee. It's not, but I want also to, I believe his name is
Three
Gays.
Oh, Three Slay.
I give up to a Three Slay, the male stripper that was doing a full show in the back. And honestly, I can't be happy, but more happy to be thrown into the deep end of going out. Again.
Absolutely. Jam, Just One More. Of course, they don't serve any hard liquor or wine. So if you want just more, one more Bud Light, that's the place to be. Thank you, Grundy County. We absolutely loved our time there, and we really hope you enjoyed it. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone.
I am
Ben, hanging out with Henry. And my God, do we have a lot of news to get to. Henry is chomping at the bit to talk about the new 60 Minutes episode that came out recently. He's a dog man. The new 60 Minutes episode that came out recently, all about the UFO phenomenon. And I'm sure that you're mildly infuriated. Also, I'm excited to hear your thoughts on that, because when UFOs go mainstream, sometimes the information gets all messed up.
When they go high, we definitely go low. I think that's truly important for ufology right now, that we gotta go low.
Interesting. The opposite of a Michelle Obama.
Always. In UFOs, always search for what would Michelle Obama not do. I think it's important. Stop, drop. UFOs rolling up to a stop. This is fucking huge. 60 Minutes covered for a whole 13 minutes.
Yes,
they talked
indeed.
About UFOs. And
that's quite a bit of the 60 Minutes.
It really is. It was an interesting piece of coverage, because a lot of what they covered has been covered ad nauseum already by the internet.
Yes.
It's got that 60 Minutes knuckle deep touch that they were always, they want to show the world. Like, now it's really serious, isn't it?
Right? Yes, indeed.
And you know how it's serious, because they call it UAP. They don't call it UFOs. They don't call it even UAVs. They say UAP, which means what, Kissel? Unidentified aerial police officer. That's bad. That's undercover. And also, they should still have some form of identification on them.
I agree.
They better. Unidentified aerial phenomenon, which means nothing. It means there are things
in
the sky.
What do you mean it means nothing?
It means that the government happens to be interested in things in the sky that they don't know what they are. What? Oh, whoa. My mind is blown thinking about that.
How pissed were you when you saw Marco Rubio talking about aliens?
You know what? I wasn't really pissed about the aliens thing. I was pissed about how chunky his tie is. I hate his clothes. I was looking at his, I hate the way he dresses, and I hate his slick back hair, and I hate the way he speaks.
I feel you on that.
It's more about Marco Rubio getting involved now and talking about it being a defense issue, which we're starting to realize more and more, it's not a defense issue. These things show up. Do we observe them? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The most important part of the entire 60 Minutes segment for me was the fact that they finally had David Fravor's co-pilot with him.
Okay.
Because now David Fravor is the one who saw the Tic Tac video. He saw the Tic Tac UFO, the one that we have now seen covered. People saying that this is like the first video that came out of the December 2017 leak.
Yes.
The one that kind of slightly tilts, like in a basis for fucking Slipknot, you know?
Ooh, and cool. This was the video that put UFOs truly on the map. Back on the map, even though people have been talking about it forever. But people saw this video, and even a skeptic's mind has to say, what is that?
Because the best part about that video is the human reaction.
Right.
It is why those videos are compelling. It's because you have pilots who have been seeing shit in the sky and are trained to observe, and they're trained to handle intense situations, and watching them go, what's that? holy shit. Like, that is what gets to me. But his co-pilot being there was really nice because she came out and said, I saw what he saw. Essentially,
that's awesome.
I know I saw what he saw. So she saw the same thing. The roiling thing come. They went out to they said they've been getting notices for weeks saying that they were getting buzzed by these weird object things. And they thought that maybe they were drones. And so they finally scrambled jets out to go kill it. And that was what David Fravor and his co-pilot were supposed to do. They go out there. They see a patch of water foaming, and then they see this white Tic Tac thing look like a holder for the AirPods came out of the water, zipped up to say hello to them, and then they stared at each other for a second, and then it zoomed away.
Is it possible that it's just Bill Gates finally becoming Dr. Robotnik and getting the hell out of planet Earth because the divorce is that hard for him?
There is, you know, that's more real than you even think it is. Even with your bullshit, like with it being a bullshit idea, it's actually, it's just as possible. It is what it is. Because we talk about it on the live show now, because it's nice to, that's kind of where I'm going to try to issue my main statements once we get going, right? Because I'm going to add to it as the year goes.
Great.
But
we did want to shorten the show, but you are going to add.
Keep adding and adding and adding. But don't worry, I'll say it faster. So no one can understand it. But
that's great.
Here's the main big questions now out, right? UAP, why do they care now? Why do they act like they care now? Is it just because we're in the middle of the end of a pandemic and we also are our society is kind of at its end and there's a massive new reignition of the conflict in the Middle East? And I wonder if this is maybe they think it's a good time to drop it, or is this more psyops? Are they using this to tell Chinese and the Russians that yes, we are working with these, or to show we look at these type of things, these orbs, and what we're doing actually is wagging the dog to show them our most high tech shit that's flying around in the sky. Because then that's the other idea: is this shit just highly covert U.S. technology that is buzzing our ships? Which I don't think it is, because normally, according to testimonies,
you really do start talking faster when you talk about this.
I got to get it all out before people walk away. That's the thing. And they're running from you, and you're like, no, there's more.
It's so, but you know, people are listening, bro. Everyone loves to hear it. No one's running away. You're so traumatized from the years and years of you talking about UFOs. It is amazing how you do try to get it out within 15 seconds, because by 15 seconds, they're 100 yards away and they can no longer hear you. They're no longer in earshot.
Also, man, guess what? It's also that infuriating thing of like the U.S. government decides to get in the pool now.
We're doing this shit now,
which is I'm happy in a way. But why did we need the government to tell us UFOs are real? It's like, you know, why did we need that? We didn't need that. But because they're also, it's all the other interesting shit. Why is it just Luis Elizondo speaking? Because he's the only one ever speaking. And one thing that 60 Minutes didn't do was talk about the fact that the U.S. Pentagon has written off Luis Elizondo. They said that he had nothing to do with ATIP. And Luis Elizondo was still acting as if he was the boss of ATIP, which we don't think he was.
But they wouldn't acknowledge if he was part of a secret program, would they? Wouldn't that be the whole point of keeping it a secret program?
But the problem is that all of those videos were essentially according to them, they were leaked. And there are some people who say that the videos actually were never classified, ever, that they were always around. So it could have been anybody could have gotten a hold of this information and have had shouted out to the New York Times. And then it's Luis Elizondo decided to put on a fucking uniform with a UFO little armband on.
Yeah.
And so act as if that he was the one that was in charge of all the information. Christopher Melano is interesting.
I do love Luis Elizondo's little chicken nugget body. He's strong in a suit.
He's got a real man's body. That's the only thing I'll say. It's what I'm shooting for. It's the Alex Jones square.
Absolutely.
It means you're going to have a heart attack.
So the main questions are, is it alien life form? Is it a psyop? Is it military equipment? Is it military?
We still know nothing.
We still know absolutely nothing.
Number one, is it low-level technology? Is it balloons? Because that's what other countries are starting to realize. And you were talking about in ISIS, that when you used to fight ISIS, they used to take our most those like bomb finding robots, like the highest tech that we have available, they used to steal them. They used to retrofit them so they could use them with fucking remote controls. And they just used to just tape bombs to them, sure, and just send them in and blow us up. So they understand that they can use low tech to beat our high tech. So they could also be using like childlike Jones and like little types of things that turn on our systems. But the videos I have seen are not birds or anything like that. The videos we are seeing are stuff that I think that when the big U.S. government report that's supposed to come out next month, and I think it's going to be more of the same of like, we just don't know what this shit is. All and right. It's in the sky.
Well, we will have to keep everyone updated on what's going on out there and what's happening in the skies above.
Read Sarah Scholl's book. If you want to find a way, a good, fun, skeptics angle to all this, read Sarah Scholl's They Are Already Here. Because also, right, we're trying to get through the evangelicism of the Pentagon as well, because they're deeply entrenched in Christian propaganda.
Well, of course they are. It's the United States government, after all. All right. Well, let's go back to planet Earth here. Remember this show, the Cat King, Zoo Guy, Tiger King? Tiger King was one of the most popular.
What do you mean, do I remember?
It was literally it was the beginning of 2020, and people pretend like it never even happened. Apparently, I didn't realize Jeff Lowe, that was the scumbag who dresses like a motocross biker who never actually got onto a bike. He is just a total piece of shit.
He's one of those guys that has like one of those bucket hats where it's just like it's his whole head fits in it.
It's absolutely disgusting. As a matter of fact, he kind of looks like the male stripper from Just One More.
Three Slate.
In Manchester, Tennessee. Fantastic little bar if you want to get bloated off a bud. The zoo is still open, which I did not realize. The FBI
is the zoo still open?
I don't know.
Wait a second.
I don't know. The zoo is still open, and the FBI just raided it, and then they took more wildcats out of there because, believe it or not, Jeff Lowe, he didn't make it any better.
No, of course not. I you know, in my mind, I was first thinking, like, how could it not be closed? But I actually bet it made more money this year than any other time. Like honestly, because of the boost from the Tiger King.
But then you had COVID. Can you even go pet the tigers during COVID? Could you do it?
Did COVID get there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Some people, you know what I mean? Because we were heard, people said the same thing about Grundy County. They were like, thank God you're here because COVID never came here. You're like, it might have, but.
You make up a good point because the zoo is located in Thackerville, Oklahoma. Agents raided the joint. 40 to 50 agents raided this spot around 7 o'clock in the morning. They always get there early. And they took about 70 animals. Jeff believes they took mostly tiger cubs. So he's still doing the same breeding stuff that Carol Baskin does and Joe Exotic used to do. But it looks like this is the beginning, again, of the end of the zoo in Thackersville, which just, I love
again?
The idea of taking
another one,
another end. I love the idea of going to look at a tiger. I really do. I want to see a tiger, but I just don't know if this facility is really up to snuff for the tiger. So I think it might be in the best interest of said tigers to go to a place where they can be slightly safer, unless, of course, they do what often happens and they just immediately shoot them in the back of the freaking head.
Well, I don't know
what's going to happen to the tigers. But speaking of tigers, we also must mention their king. Because Joe Exotic, Henry, he's got prostate cancer.
I know. Do you remember that I don't know if we covered the story. I don't know if we talked about it on Top Hat. Do you remember right before the election when Trump did his like mass pardons?
Yes, when he got Kodak Black and stuff out.
Oh, yeah. Joe Exotic was so sure.
I know.
He was going to pardon him that he had a limo with strippers waiting for him outside of the prison, and it did not come.
Well, he's still looking for a pardon. He's reached out to Vice President Harris and to President Biden, and it doesn't seem like he's going to get out of his 22-year sentence anytime soon, even though the dude does have prostate cancer. And now we also know there is a private investigator / lawyer looking into Carol Baskin, looking into her former husband. What happened? Did the guy just disappear, apparently, or was he murdered? We still don't know.
We don't know.
I'm just going to say this right now. And I don't even care that Tiger King sold old meat pizza, which was the single most disgusting thing that he did.
That was like just like in his, that's like more of a civilian crime. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, also, if you're going to the Joe Exotic animal zoo that has exotic tigers for the pizza in Thackersville, I think you might deserve it.
One thing about the pizza there is that my favorite thing is you can smell it as you're driving in.
Oh my! So he's got the prostate cancer, and apparently it's not good. This is what he said. John Phillips, that's his lawyer, has received my medical records from FMC Fort Worth, and my PSA count came back very high for prostate cancer. He says the prison has approved testing to verify what stage it's in. My body is tired. I have lost a tremendous amount of weight. The mouth sores are out of control.
Jesus
I throw
Christ.
Up more than I eat.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
It is sad. He throws up more than he eats.
It's really sad, dude.
But he's still
Joe Exotic. Still got it. Well, this is my question. How much time do you think that he can serve on a 22-year sentence? Because you think he'd end up getting 10, right? Or like, when do you get out for good behavior? Like, how does that work?
My understanding was they kind of extended it a little bit. I would assume Oklahoma is pretty strict. So I bet you he would have to do at least 17 years, which he's not making it. He's not making it past this year if he has prostate cancer.
No, he won't. Unless they treat him. But I don't know what kind of healthcare they have aside of the prison system to treat something like so advanced.
But you know, Joe being humble, he said he doesn't want anyone's pity. But it would be nice.
But he'd like a pardon in about $100,000. If he could get that, he would be pretty grateful.
I do believe, after watching this, not to rehash the Tiger King, but I think they kind of set him up. I don't think he was ever going to hurt Carole Baskin. He's just one of those guys who's an, I'll blow her up. He's just a loud-mouthed asshole.
He did exactly what happens, what we've said time and time again. He believed in the American unicorn, which is somebody is actually a hitman. And they never are. And he made that promise. He made that mistake. And the rest of his crimes caught up to him. And he's just going to have to figure that out. He had a bad lawyer is what he had.
I guess. But he does have a good case of prostate cancer, which is anyway, what a strange conclusion to that real life saga. Huh?
It's not done yet.
Not done yet.
Live
from your grave.
So our next subject, I think, is that themselves, they are going to need a good lawyer. So last week we covered a little bit about how Little Rock looks like it has a serial killer. Right?
Yeah.
Somebody's getting stabbed. It's that 4 people have been murdered already.
And for once, it's not the Clintons. Whoa, I went there. Whoa.
Nice.
Ben goes there.
Yes.
30-year-old reference to the Clintons killing people in Little Rock.
But now you have a savior. If you go to facebook.com/ancientdemons, you will see that there are now real life superheroes, or as they're calling them, RSHs. This is what this man's calling them. And a man by the name of Shadow Vision is calling on RSHs from around the world to come to Little Rock to help him patrol the streets and also to help him get his GoFundMe going for a car because he needs the car. This is true.
Wait.
He needs it going because he needs a vehicle to start patrolling the streets. He is a man in full tactical gear, a real superhero who is going out. So there's a couple of them that have there's one guy whose name is Master Legend. So it's a man named Shadow Vision.
And
who
Master.
Is the real life superhero, Shadow Vision? A guy named Tothian, and another name, a Master Legend. Master Legend looks like he might be more of the driver or the caterer because he's got the body of a caterer. But Shadow Vision, he's done it. He did this AMA on his own Facebook page, and he's told the world, I have a near black belt in ninjutsu, I have a near black belt in taekwondo.
Okay.
And he's got 2 sticks.
What does that mean?
He's looking for the stabbing guy.
Near black belt. Does that mean, are we near a black belt? I don't know what that means.
I think he's physically near a black belt in his home. But I've been saying, I need a hero for so long, right? I've been wondering why we haven't had more superheroes show up. People who say that they are superheroes, people with the training, but this is what we might see it now. Shadow Vision's calling for it.
My question is, does he have the training? Because he seems to not have a black belt or any kind of jiu-jitsu training. He may have watched an MMA fight, or maybe he even loves UFC. My question also is, when does this just turn into a militia that then begins terrorizing the town? Because at some point, you're like, you got to get out of here. Like, you're a superhero. You have to get off my lawn. Technically, you're still just a civilian, and what you're doing is stalking.
That's why he needs a lawyer.
Yeah, that's what I would
think.
He
needs a good lawyer. He needs a real super lawyer. But now he has got a bunch of people coming because, you know, like stuff like this on his Facebook page, because February 20th, he started really hitting the streets, right? Okay, Tothian has arrived. We're going to be at Come and Go on JFK and McCain to do a meet and greet at noon today. Tothian is coming, but his bus is stuck. It's the problem is that if you're relying on public transit as a superhero, you got to look at the traffic patterns.
No, that exactly. That by definition makes you not super. The whole point is that you get there, that you're fast. If you're on the bus, then technically everyone on that bus is just as fast as you. Are they all superheroes? I don't think so. Which I means by definition, you're also not a superhero. I'm also a little bit upset. I think they're putting the cart before the horse here. You can't do a meet and greet and come and go, which is the highest accolade a superhero can have, is a meet and greet until you solve one crime. You have to solve like the mystery, where are the mysterious shoes coming from?
This is what they're trying to do. This is the case that they're trying to get to put themselves on the map. Because right here, like, I love this statement. I've been undefeated for a long time. What powers me is the great people of this state. And he's got a fucking full on, he's got a tactical gear outfit on. I don't know if he can, I don't know if it stops bullets. I hope it does.
I think that Steven Seagal, is more of a law enforcement officer than this man.
Honestly, this is huge. Greetings, everyone. Your superhero needs help. I'm looking for a truck for around $1,500. And I had to sell my superhero car because I was having too much electrical issues with it. But then thanks to Pop and Go Locksmith, they have donated me to a car so I can continue doing my patrols. But he's calling all over the world. He's saying there are people apparently from the UK that are meeting up with him. There are people coming from South Little Rock. People coming from West Little Rock. This is going to be huge.
Okay, South Little Rock, West Little Rock. I mean, all around Little Rock, it's a pretty big place, ironically.
I'll also tell you this, man. Shadow Vision, we want you on the show. So you reach out. I don't know if there needs to be a Shadow Vision. Like, I don't know if we need a signal or you want to do some kind of secret crypto, like, you know, one of those locked emails. We got to come on. We got to talk about this.
I don't think he has a signal. He doesn't have a car yet. Again, you can't do a meet and greet until you solve a crime. The whole point is that people are supposed to be like, who are you? Why are you doing this? This is weird. And then you solve a crime and then everyone's like, holy hell, that never would have been solved without you. Thank you. Whatever your name might be. Let's hold off and see if the man has committed multiple felonies before we offer a spot on the show.
Let's
just wait 1 week to see if he is not the one who is maybe the perpetrator of the crime. And then he's like, I know who killed that woman.
I want that on the show. I want that confession on the show. This is the problem, Kissel, because this is the crushing realities of capitalism, isn't it? Because he needs to get the money going before he can become a superhero. It's not like Batman, because Bruce Wayne was born with inherited generational wealth.
Absolutely.
That allowed him to become Batman. This is something else. This is the people's hero. And sometimes all you need is a baton and a willingness to go out there and maybe get stabbed or arrested.
But having a car isn't necessarily indicative. You don't got to be super rich. I know a lot of people who have cars that are, you know, barely making it. This guy he is a working class hero.
Listen, Kissel, as a fucking superhero, your job is to deputize an Uber driver. That Uber driver becomes your sidekick.
Bro.
And guess I already have a name for him. Stuber.
Yes, because that is the main crux of that movie, which again, we are happy for all of our friends who get to do.
It's huge.
Who get to work with Batista. Well, you know what? We talk about community policing all the time, and I was being a little cynical, perhaps. I've come full circle already. This happens on this show all the time.
Every day.
I'm happy that they're coming together in a community. Community policing, that's what we need. I, again, just want to make sure that these people in tactical gear don't just bust into random homes and do a whole series of other things.
That's why we have these unbalanced people for, to give us news.
Well, speaking of unbalanced, this is just kind of a fun story. Zoom. Can't wait to never hear that word again.
But
some dude, he logged into a court Zoom meeting and he had an anal sex. Sex themed surname. And his name was do you want to say it together?
Yes.
Buttfucker 3000.
And he was there for
3000 is not even an anally. The way that they framed it was like, it's anally themed. It's Buttfucker 3000. That is, but you know, We never thought that Zoom was going to not be just conversations with our friends. We didn't know we were going to go to court.
No, but now we do, though, Kissel. It's been a year. So you know you're going to court. You might want to take a look at it because he went to court for having a drug paraphernalia. He was there for a ticket, a drug paraphernalia ticket for a syringe that tested positive for meth residue. And when he found out, because he showed up, the judge was not happy. This is how he pops up. He joins in because he's like, let's bring this guy in to talk to him. And it pops up. He says, Buttfucker 3000 is his name. And the judge, who says, your name's not Buttfucker 3000, you yo-ho. Logging onto my court in with that as your screen name. What kind of idiot logs into court like that?
Well, apparently the idiot that logs into court like that as Buttfucker 3000, apparently his name is Nathaniel Saxton. And the judge said, bring this fool in here if he can't change his surname. So then what are we even doing here?
I don't know.
If you can't handle me at my Buttfucker 3000, then maybe you don't deserve me at my Nathaniel Saxton. Judge, I think this judge was a little oversensitive. If I'm this judge, you just got to laugh a little bit. Judges are the most... They're so fragile because they're like, don't do that in my courtroom. It's like, okay, brother, just relax a little bit. I'm the one who was looking at serious time. What are you yelling at me for? Relax. Let me chew gum at the very least. I'm about to go to prison for 20 years.
Honestly, dude, it's so funny. I just don't know what to say. Logging into court, even just saying it so casually, like when you log into court, we're in such a weird sci-fi world right now.
The idea is that
you would just show up in court virtually. But, you know, I think what's nice for something like this is like a ticket. That's really convenient. You don't have to go all the way down to City Hall. Like maybe they'll keep this going. You won't have to have so much. But we're going to see a lot more incidents of people saying with, you know, ass blaster 9 million. It's going to happen more and more as the internet continues to take over all real life interactions.
And as we learned from Jeffrey Toobin, half the time they'll just be jerking off, committing another felony while in court. Saxton said that he was embarrassed. He said he's sorry. And he said that Buttfucker 3000 was, quote, an inside joke. And I understand because it's nice. It's funny. You just don't expect. It's the same thing with like social media presentations were never supposed to be like an extension of your business self. But now it is. So now you have to be all serious all the time. But back in the day when you would Zoom, you just Zoomed with your friends to play D&D. And Buttfucker 3000, Tom's here. Buttfucker 3000, it's just fun.
Well, that's what I joked about it literally with my therapist, because I always have my name. Like I was joking about how when you log into the therapy thing about how it says, you know, what name do you want presented on your little square? And I always wanted to do something like, you know, like Johnny McTittiesworth. You know what I mean? And I fight that impulse each time. She's like, why won't you let me? Like, why won't you just follow that? Why, like, you know, express your joy, express yourself. And I was like, you're going to sit here looking at me like maybe I even get emotional in therapy. And then you're going to look down and see Johnny McTittiesworth underneath me. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to connect.
You know, like this. The more that I look into this story. So the dude got a $200 fine, as Henry said, it was for paraphernalia and a syringe. So don't do needle drugs. Please, God, be very,
please
very
stop.
Safe.
Don't do it.
The judge also said, is your sister there? And then Saxton is like, no, unfortunately, she's not. And then the judge is like, tell her she almost got you put in jail for contempt of court.
Yeah.
Just relax a little bit. Jesus Christ, it's a $200 fine.
But think about that, too, is that it's all of the, you know, you are bringing your home. You're bringing your home into court. I wouldn't want to. I actually would prefer to go to court with nothing, like, just because then I can show up in a suit and like act like I'm really professional and not have to worry about whether or not I Zoom into court. They see my fucking huge bong behind me. And then I have to go like, oh, I'm sorry. Like you really have to think about it. Again, this is the message, because Zooming, unfortunately, Gissel, is not going away. More people are going to be working remotely than ever before.
That's fine. That doesn't necessarily... Well, but I guess that does mean Zoom, but that's okay. I like that because my friends seem to be happier that way.
Sure, but honestly, again, it's been a fucking year and a half. Fix your Zoom background. Like, this is just a reach out to people. Know that you got to pick out. And
Kathy, you're being a bit of an ack. What are you talking about?
It's not about that. Just understand that you got to look at your background. You got to look at your fucking, I'm literally what's behind you on camera.
Wow.
You got to look
you
at it.
You sound like the judge. You sound like you're about to hold your friends in contempt of court for not having good enough backgrounds on their Zoom.
I think Judge Dredd. It's about presentation. And sometimes you got to show up with the Zoom square for the job that you want.
Well, that's why I always have appetizers in the background of mine, because I can't wait to getting back to just eating good old teasers at the Apple
Squeeze.
Yeah, we're
going to teasers, baby.
Woo. Ooh, teasers.
Right from your grave.
I want to talk about this thing really quick. It's a bit of high strangeness. It's also, I think, just interesting art, and you should go check it out. There is a TikTok page that I don't know heck of a lot, but it's called Unico Sobreviviente, which means lone survivor. And this is this guy comes from Spain. And what he is saying is that he has woke up in an alternative 2021 that there are no people and no animals. And he has been showing these videos, these really, really crazy videos. Honestly, they are impressively done, however they're doing them. That he's saying that he's walking into empty malls and empty churches and into police stations. And he said that he shows this video where he takes a Mercedes-Benz out of a dealership. Like, he just takes a key and he clicks it. It's highly curated. So I think that's why I think it's art and not, he's not in an alternative 2021. But he's saying he woke up in a hospital and then everything was gone. All humans, all animals are gone. And now he lives in a world where there is no one, like in a between space.
To be honest with you, Henry, how many hours, minutes, days, months, years are you just having a great freaking time?
Because
I do like people, but you know, the first few days where you're just like, I can eat anything in this Ralph's.
Of course.
You know, and then you get all the booze you want and any drug, anything that you ever wanted. But then, the loneliness would set in once you realize that you have no discernible talent.
But
and
also
so everything slowly degrades around you.
The power was eventually shut down, even if it's on some automated process. So it's like you will eventually lose electricity. You have to figure out how to survive like that. There's only so long, I guess, you could just jerk off to your memories. I mean, you'll have every bit of porn that ever was, but you'll lose the internet.
Yeah. But you'll have the paper porn.
Oh, yes, paper porn.
And not to mention, honestly, you start drawing tits on dogs. And
you start jerking off and stuff.
You start doing weird stuff. I mean, I can't even imagine the human hybrids that will be created by the one man lucky enough to be alone on this earth for just one just one day.
But no, it's weird. I don't think it's just a fun piece of internet high strangeness. And I like to see when that's the internet at its best for me. When you can see something kind of makes you wonder, like, is this fucking real? What's this guy's deal? I don't know how to save this. I don't know how to
How many people do you need? So you wake up in a world all your own, but you have to realize there has to be somebody else out there. I think if we got a group of a good 8 people, that's all you need.
That would be fantastic. That's the idea. You have, everybody needs to have, then you have to go into, a system where there's multiple partners, and that's when things get complicated.
And that's where all that porno, then you start living all the stepsister stuff. Because
of course,
by definition,
and all that kind of shit.
If the biblical truth is there, if Genesis is true, we're all products of incest.
That is the literal way to say it. Or is it the allegorical explanation that we're all the same, Kissel? We're all one mind. We're all one universal consciousness, just separated by mustaches and bush hairs.
If I was Big Apple, I'd be suing the Bible right now for all that bad press. The Apple didn't do nothing wrong to nobody.
Then Apple was named Apple because he thought it would be non-threatening.
Oh, isn't
that
nice?
He started, isn't that fucking fascinating? And it turned out it was. It turned out it was just another fucking force that bent the will of this fucking universe. But you should watch these videos because it's fucking dope. Like, he does a good job. I don't know how he does it, because he goes out to, there are some people that say it's because it takes place, it's all in Valencia, Spain. So they do have siesta from 2:30 to 5, and it's siesta during COVID, which means it might be literally truly empty, but there's no birds. There's nothing. There's no dogs. You don't really, weird. You can't see shit. He walks into a McDonald's. It's fucking completely empty. He walks into a town square. It's completely empty. It's wild. He does a good job. Well,
the nice thing is when you're all alone, when you walk into McDonald's at 2 p.m., you can make yourself the breakfast, whatever you want.
Well, no, breakfast not 24 hours, Kessel.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, where have you fucking been, bro?
I don't do McDonald's.
You're right.
Speaking of high strangeness, did you hear this little story about, because everyone's taking mushrooms. All of my friends are microdosing, and then you know what? Inevitably, it leads to a macrodose.
It does. So everyone knows. It's fun how that sliding scale just comes, because each time you microdose, you just keep microdosing the same day.
It adds up. So apparently, the psychedelic little thing there in fungus, the psychedelic mushroom, right? Apparently, it's in Indiana, they got these cicadas. They're called the Brood X. And evidently, the fungus full of psychedelic drugs are causing the butts to fall off of these cicadas. And nobody I have no idea.
Butts are falling off?
Yeah. So the cicadas are tripping so hard their butts fall off.
That's a fucking trippy shit I've ever heard, bro. I'm going to have to check that next time. I'm scared now. I'm going to eat a bunch of mushrooms. I'm just going to hold onto my butt for the fucking 4 hours it lasts.
Well, so this month, billions of Brood X cicadas emerged from the dirt in Indiana. And then apparently they started eating this fungus, and then their butts just started falling off.
Oh, that's not good, dude. No. You gotta fucking go to the fucking trip doctor for that, man.
You really do. So they're missing all these butts, but their hearts are all fine. So I think they're technically still alive, and they're trying to find a mate, and they're trying to reproduce, but without a butt.
They're what thriving.
Are
their mates even?
I suppose they're thriving. What are they shaking to get the mate? The butt is a universal come hither move.
I tell you what, I'm glad you told me now, because my Flaming Lips tickets, I had tickets for the Flaming Lips in August, but it got bumped to May of next year. And if you had told me that before I went to go see the Flaming Lips, the whole time I would have been touching my butt. Just being like, fucking tell me my butt's still here, man. My pants still don't stay up, bro. It's got nothing to do with my butt, man.
Your butt may have fallen off a long time ago.
That's bullish.
There is a cicada expert at the George Washington University named Lil, and they say really what they're doing is spreading these spores all over the place. They say it's a sexually transmitted fungus. They engage in a normal courtship behavior, yet their abdomen is a big fungal mass. Instead, the attempted copulation results in spreading the fungus even more. So it's like an STD fungus that's causing their butts to fall off. And if that's not a wait until marriage to have sex message, I don't know what else is.
That's the fucking, man, that's one of those things you just sit back, chief on a J, and you say, man, science is fucking weird, dude.
This Lil says,
I'm checking out, man.
Yes, she says it's this gender-bending death zombie fungus.
I remember the certain ants. Do you remember, what was it, Blue Planet? One of them that did the thing where they talk about how certain ants get into mushrooms and it poisons them, and then the mushrooms grow out of their head like it kills them, but the mushrooms fucking popping out of their head. It's dope. It's great. It's super metal.
But that's how you're going to turn into like the fly, but you'll be like the ant, and it'll be disgusting, and no one will want to be friends with you, but we'll have to say, you look good. And then you'll have the little ant thing sticking out of the top of your head. We'll be like, that's actually not bad.
Normalize antennae. That's what I'll say on Twitter.
Oh, man. Well,
that is huge. What a weird fucking, I don't know what the hell that's all about. It does make me want to eat mushrooms, because then maybe that'll help me understand.
That makes you want to eat mushrooms?
Yeah, maybe it'll help me understand.
What?
You know, I mean, like, fuck yeah, dude. Fucking replace my butt, mushrooms. As long as it replaces it. That's the big thing. That's my shit, right? I just want to make sure that if you're going to take something, at least put something in its place.
I just feel like you're currently having a series of liquid dumps because of our time in Grundy County. And without the butt buffer, it would be an even bigger mess than I assume it is.
My ass would just leak like the tears from the Lady of Fatima. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
do you remember that story? I want to cover that for a podcast, that whole story. It's fascinating.
Live from your grave.
Here's a fun story.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah. This is a fun story. You're going to like this one. I just love, again, so nice to be out with people. Nice to experience humans again. I missed you. I miss seeing people. But then you also just remember every once in a while, like when you get really excited, just like check it for a little bit to remember what people are also really like mixed in there.
Absolutely.
This comes from Newsweek. They're nothing but the best news.
Such trash.
shoe store employee accused of performing lewd acts on customers and coworkers' footwear. So this is one former shoe store employee is facing legal consequences for his actions on the job that were arguably worse than stealing.
Okay.
New Zealand One Shoes employee Malachi Wiley stands accused of exploiting his professional position as a shoe salesman.
Yes, indeed.
Covert photos of his customers and coworkers before committing sexual acts with their footwear.
Well, we judge this man, but Tarantino made an entire film career, beginning with his love of the foot, going into the shoe, and it went all the way up, and it permeated into one of the greatest directors of all time. So I don't know.
I'll put it this way. He had permission. You know what I mean? And he paid them millions of dollars,
right,
and they were all movie stars to look at their feet. This is a 23-year-old man that took pictures of people just standing places and then came in their shoes while they were shopping. and he would post them onto porn and fetish and Facebook pages. I don't know if you could do this on Facebook. The 23-year-old man was arrested on April 23rd and has since been charged with one count of theft and two counts of quote-unquote offensive behavior, which I guess I should be in fucking jail permanently for. I am, for speech jail.
Well, I mean, it's one way to put it. Offensive behavior, it's a broad stroke for something that is coming in somebody else's shoes. But
yes.
Okay.
But he liked to sniff them, he liked to spit in them, and he liked to come in them.
Okay.
And so this is what he said. This is like an example of what he posted. The shoes included a pair of Converse that belonged to a young coworker and a pair of Nike Air Force Ones that belonged to a blonde customer. And this is what he wrote.
Okay.
As you may imagine, from time to time, there are some pretty sexy experiences. My favorite is when hot girls leave their shoes lying around as they walk across the store to get other shoes.
Jesus.
I don't want to get too crazy. I don't want to lose my job, but I'm open to ideas. And then he would do is take pictures of the person shopping against their will. He'd take pictures of them when the shoes that they just tried on. And then he'd take pictures of the cum inside of the shoes that he left. And then he would put those pictures on the internet.
And apparently he would put it on a specific Facebook page. Thank you, Facebook.
Oh,
he would put it on a specific
great
Facebook page. It's got like 1,000 followers, and it was solely for foot fetishes. And again, you can do all of this stuff consensually. Please, God, don't come in random people's shoes as they're trying to buy shoes from your store. At least Al Bundy, you know, he would just make fun of people. He was kind of mean as a shoe salesman. And people were like, he's crossing the line as a shoe employee, but he was technically employee of the month compared to this dude.
This guy, the problem is that how this all got found out is that one woman found a picture of herself on one of these websites. And I mean, it was sent to her, which then you got like, then you have to ask the fun, quite like that type of thing where you like, your friend sends you this a text saying,
right,
you might want to take a look at this. And
oh,
it's a picture
scary
of you like in the mall and then a bunch of cum all over your shoes. Right.
Ugh.
And then you have to say, thank you so much for telling me about this. Thank you.
Right.
You were looking at what? Like, how'd you get this?
Well, you know, sometimes people are like, they're doing research. Like Peter Townsend from The Who.
Me.
Just doing research. Doing research. But my question is, and not at all to victim blame, of course, I just feel like I would notice if I left my shoe without cum in it, and I come back and there's a bunch of cum in it, I feel like I'd be like, no, isn't that strange? Where did that come from?
Well, if you come in the shoes early, if they're in somebody's work locker and you come in the shoes in the morning, you work 8 hours.
Yeah.
And you go to go stick your feet in there. And the semen would be mostly dried by then.
Yeah, just kind of a powder. Yeah.
And then if you're wearing socks, you don't really feel it. Except you got that Malachi dude walking around like, so you put your shoes on. Like, you know, like you have him just watching you tie your shoes all day, every day. You know, think about what's this guy doing. Hopefully you think maybe he's checking you for stealing. Like you're being like, oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's trying to narc on me.
Sure.
You understand the whole time you're just fucking standing in a puddle of this guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, Henry, I don't say this enough, but just thank you. Thank you for bringing that story to our attention, because that is just so important to know that
someone
even when you think that you might be safe at a shoe store, maybe just for a second, you don't have to watch out for cum. No, No, always be watching out for.
You have to, because it can come from the sky. Someone could just jerk off on a balcony and fucking get all over you. Get all over your children. You got to get a cover for your, like, when you take the kids out in a stroller, get a cover for that, because you never know when some cum is just going to fly out of a car. It's going to fall off a squirrel. Honestly, someone will fucking jerk off on my, or like, you could probably teach a squirrel to stand still long enough so you could come on it. You know someone's doing that or working towards that somewhere in America.
Officer, he's just an ideas guy.
I am a researcher. Me, Pete Townsend, Pee Wee Herman.
All right, my final tale before Hero of the Week, just very briefly. It actually takes place in my birthland of Fargo. Of Fargo, North Dakota.
Is that
Dakota.
Actually where you were born?
That's where my mom did it. That's where she squeezed me out. That's where the doctor said I had the biggest shoulders he has ever seen. And people in Fargo are huge. And my mother gave birth to me without any medication because she wanted to keep me drug free. And my I have been reversing that ever since.
I just slipped out of my mom's pussy. So I was easy. I was a month early and a preemie. So I went.
Yeah, your mom got right really. I was the third and last child to be born from my mother. But my God, I can't imagine what that poor woman had to go through. Anyway, in Fargo, North Dakota, there was this fella. He was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, reckless endangerment, terrorizing, and using a firearm in a violent felony. So he was looking at significant time. So the dude is charged. He's found guilty. He's like, I can't deal with all this. So he sliced his own throat with a jagged object while being escorted out of the courtroom. I don't fully understand how he was able to get up there. This must have happened. He must have heard the guilty verdict and immediately just been like, thank God I got this shard of glass.
He brought a piece of plastic, it looked like. And it sounds like he got charged of stalking. He got convicted of stalking for 7 years.
It seems like he did a lot of stuff that was like not good at all.
Honestly, if it was a charge of stalking and if he was stalking someone, this type of behavior shows that whoever was the subject of this person's attention is very lucky.
Very
because
lucky.
It sounds like this person is about to get very, very, very violent.
Do you think in the mind of this odd man who, again, sliced his own throat, when I heard that he had committed suicide, I thought about the dude. I think it was maybe in Ukraine who took the poison pill.
That's crazy.
It was so intense. And he was like really iron-eyed about it. He was like steel-eyed. This man, I think that you're completely correct. Do you think that he had like a bright eyes moment or like a Moby thought where he's like, this is going to make her regret not being with me when I slice my own throat and die right here on this floor? It's a little dramatic, don't you think?
I mean, it's more than a little dramatic. It is technically the most dramatic. You just did it in court. I think that it's a part of that. I think that he, in his mind, realized that the jig was up to an extent, even though most stalkers serve their half their time and then get right back to stalking because it's very difficult thing to catch someone doing. So I wonder if he just did it like that, like as a completely impulsive, which is reading The Noonday Demon talked about how suicidality is actually a homicidal impulse when you commit suicide. You kill the universe, you know, you kill yourself. You have to, it's an act of murder. So you have to be willing to get very, be violent. So, and I think that he did it as a version of what he thought he would do to someone that he would be close to. That's what I believe.
I agree.
He did it to hurt them. He did it to what you said. He did it to be like, now I'm dead.
You happy now? And everyone's just like, kind of like,
yeah,
that actually isn't that bad. You actually sort of did a massive favor because I was scared, you know, for my life. But now you're dead.
You're dead.
All right. Well, let's do Hero of the Week.
Yes. Hero of the Week. Hero of the Week. Hero
of the Week. Hero of the Week. That old stinger. That is for the front row of our Grundy County show at the Caverns, who asked, where was the first singer from Hero of the Week? There it is.
We can't do the meet and greets right now, obviously, because of the circumstances. But so we're doing Q&As at the end of the show. This man had a chance to ask one question, and the question was, where's the first song for Hero of the Week? So that was for you.
That's
apparently
for you.
He was thinking about it. So I'm going to go with, I'm actually going to do, this is going to be the Hero of the Week. Are these teenagers? Riken Glue, Jackson Brown, and Ethan Katasikic, 17, ooh, 17 and 18 years old. They were walking through a Walmart parking lot when they spotted billowing black smoke across the sky. They were like, what the heck happened? So they jumped into their car, followed the smoke. They found it was coming from an old folks' home. They ran into the home, and they ended up rescuing a bunch of seniors. That is true heroism.
Wow, that's crazy.
If I see a bunch of billowing black smoke, the last thing I'm doing is rushing towards it. But these kids, perhaps it was because of the courage of youth, they said, you know what? Let's do something good and save a whole bunch of seniors. The two arrived before emergency vehicles or first responders. And once they realized the home was a senior's home, they knew they had to help. According to Glue, he says, next thing I know, we're running into the doors to try to help as many people as possible. There were about five other guys with us, and we just tried to do everything we could. The scene was crazy, pandemonium. The fire crews tried to reach the blaze. It was like huge, and it's just really awesome what these kids did, and I hope they get like a key to the city. I don't know. If I'm the mayor, you do some reward. Dare I say, you make them superheroes, and then you get to do the meet and greet at a come and go because they actually rescued somebody.
They did.
Unlike
you're right,
Death that Spiral, or whoever the hell that other guy was.
That is true. That is completely true. They have actually saved someone, so they do deserve to be called superheroes for just one day. And well, we honestly, I see you, boys. Ice cream on me.
Ice cream literally on Henry. Yeah. So you got to pick the hairs out of your teeth afterwards. And then honorable mention, technically it's a crime, so it can't be Hero of the Week, although I think I have given some criminals Hero of the Week
many
status.
Many times, but it's fun.
But there was a KFC glitch in China, and so these guys got to order $6,500 worth of chicken. It's not dollars. I believe it is. It's Chinese money. So they had a bunch of that. So they did that. And I thought that was absolutely fantastic. However, it's really kind of sad because it was a 23-year-old student who was able to use this glitch to order so much KFC. But now he's been jailed. And he's probably not going to get out of jail for a long time because I think China takes everything. I mean, we don't know. The U.S. is number one in jail, but we don't know how the jail system really works in China. So hopefully he's not persecuted that much because he just did what any red-blooded American would do. There's a glitch in the system.
You go for it, man. It's chicken, dude.
It's
chicken.
That's chicken,
man.
My mom did it one time when we had Twinkies, and on the Twinkie, there was a coupon that said, buy one, get two. So you realize you actually just, you get to basically just steal Twinkies. And
oh, yeah,
the Piggly Wiggly that my mom pulled this scam off, they had to stop selling to my mother. We got cut off.
Hey, man.
But they wrote the coupon wrong. They wrote the coupon wrong.
It's, that's why the Constitution is allowed to be changed.
Well, right? Some believe it's a living document. Absolutely. And I believe the Constitution is a living document as well. All right.
All right. Let me read this one listener email. I have started working overnights at work. It has been a transition, but I feel I am productive and capable now that I've adjusted to it. Having said that, over the past week, I've been noticing and feeling more slightly abnormal and paranormal things. Walking through my store, passing empty aisles, I would catch the outlines of figures, almost a darkened fuzz, looking for something. Or I would see someone standing at the end cap, just staring at me. Could be high. I'd turn away. Just always remember that. You were like, is this the edibles I ate? I'd turn away and I look back. Nothing. Of course. The notion that our minds fill in unidentifiable data with something familiar until we can understand what there is not uncommon. But I am also no stranger to that sense of the supernatural. I've had premonitions, have died in dreams, have heard people's thoughts, have heard echoes clear as day of people nowhere near me, that kind of stuff. Make sure you're not high. So I don't dismiss the idea that there might be something lingering around me, especially with the idea that spirits are most active between 2 to 3 a.m., the witching hour.
Interesting.
Last night while working, I had several instances of beer bottles and cans jumping off of shelves and stock carts. Most cans were contained within a 24-can flat, but none of which broke upon striking the ground. I've also had several instances of well-structured flats suddenly and abruptly broken apart on me. Imagine hiding in a box and having the corners rip out almost simultaneously. It was weird. I felt the energy around me was having a laugh at me, but never felt myself scared or threatened by it. Now tonight, I had the evening off, so I decided to go for a drive out to a bit to the country to find a spot for stargazing and some night sky guitar, hopefully to inspire some new sounds. Hell yeah, bro.
Cool.
A friend of mine recommended a spot she often uses, so I made my way there around, and I arrived around 1:45 a.m. It was fairly secluded, with only a couple of houses in view across the river, a little parking lot, a field, some trees along the water, a bench, and a dock. I had my warm coffee, my guitar, and the sound of nature. It was beautiful. I played for about 45 minutes before wondering to myself if I really was alone there. Just a thought for a split second. I decided to give a quick look around, first checking back to the parking lot to confirm my car was the only one visible on the lot, then to the bush along the water. That's when I felt it. An overwhelming cold hit me, wave after wave. It rippled through my body. It was about 16 degrees Celsius, so no reason for my body to freeze. I felt my spine tingle to every inch of my skin. I was covered in goosebumps. I hadn't even fully scouted around me before seeing a faint, cyanish, that's blue, cyanish hue permeate from the shadow of the bush, maybe 15 to 20 meters away from me. To describe whatever that was, to try to imagine a faintly transparent light source that provides no light or warmth, I guess I looked at it for maybe longer than I should have, because after two of the longest seconds of my life, I could feel my presence not wanted there. As much as I wanted to move, I was paralyzed for a moment and terrified at the idea that I would have to turn my back to this thing in order to grab my shit and get out. I finally snapped out of that freeze and got my shit together, all while vocalizing my gratitude for letting me play music there, and that I hope that they found some enjoyment in it. Maybe they thought it sucked, unfortunately. Not saying that you do, but maybe they were mad at you. Still frozen to the core, I shivered my way to the car, threw my shit in ahead of me before jumping in, all while never looking back. I got out of there as quickly as I could. After that, I didn't look at any of my mirrors until I was far enough away from the site. The jump scare of a... Oh, yeah, absolutely. You should look in your mirrors, though. But he said it took a... They said it took my body nearly a half hour to normalize. Weird. Wow. I don't know what the hell that is.
Right.
Also, well, check your edibles.
Power of music. The power, power of music.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Well, we hope everyone is doing well out there. Speaking of the power of music, we're actually going to a venue that is known for their fantastic bands, but we also get to grace their the fantastic stage where many bands have performed. Of course, I'm talking about Red Rocks.
We were sold out, yes. And that's not an asterisk. Again, it was something special. But now they have allowed more people in there. I don't know how they're going to get them in there. It's so sold out.
It's so sold out.
But they're allowing some people in. Please come. Buy tickets to Red Rocks. We have a show now. Vaguely.
Yeah,
we can say, we know something along the lines of what we will say now, which is very, very nice.
For those that went to night two of Grundy, you know our show is so extreme. I bleed for you.
He bleeds. Kissel has a black eye right now because of that show. That is true.
Oh, yes. All right, everyone. Well, all right, we can't wait to see you out there on the road.
We can't fucking wait. Live every day jerking off in your shoes at home.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you want to stay home. Stay home, jerk off your shoes at home, because that's where it should be. That's where it should be done. Or with somebody who gives you their shoes. And then you can come in them, and then you can take all sorts of, you can make a naughty story about it, and everyone will like it. And then you'll love how the community of the shoe comers will embrace you. Even if it's staged. You know what I mean? And then you'll laugh thinking about how silly I was to think I could just come in random people's shoes. I should just keep it at home with my family.
Yeah, silly. That's one way. That's one way to say
it. It is silly.
Well, there you go. Triple L, everybody. Hang in there. Hope everyone is doing well. And again, as we said, can't wait. We're back in our own little way. Okay, everyone. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
Hail me.
Indeed. Indeed.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.